الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربي زدني علما أجمعين إن شاء الله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in all of us knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters, I have written something on the board because I explained you yesterday and some of the students came to me and asked me some questions. So I thought, I should explain you a little more. Because this explanation you will hardly find in any books, brother. Even if you are reading tafsir, this explanation is not there. This will only come to you when you learn the language. When you learn the language, Arabic language, then you learn what these statements, imply. What is the meaning behind these statements, So we found out, that La ilaha. Now this La is a very special La. It means it negates the whole genus. Everything that exists in that category, it negates it. So it's a very powerful statement. You don't say that when you translate. When you translate, you don't say that in English. That is why Quran cannot be translated. Period. It cannot be translated. And when you read the translation, brother, it is not Quran. It's just a mere translation. Quran is in Arabic. When you say the word Quran, it means Arabic. The words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as they were revealed to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Arabic, the original composition. And that is Quran, brothers and sisters. So here it is, La ilaha. And most of the Muslims, they don't understand this. What is this La ilaha? This is La nafiyatu lil jins. And it negates everything that people call God. I had a question yesterday. How is that La ilaha? How can there be more gods? The question is, there's only one God. Then how can you say there are gods? Allah did not create them. People call these things gods. Are you with me? Who made them? People made them. People call these things gods. And what is the meaning of gods, brother? What is the meaning of ilah? Okay. Abada. What is the meaning of abada? To worship. Yabadu, he worships. Abidun, the worshipper. And what is the ism maf'ul? Ma'bud. The object or a thing which is worshipped. So, what do you do with God? You worship. What do you do with God? You worship. Okay. In other words, ilaha is ma'bud. What is the meaning of ilah? Ma'bud. The thing and object which is being worshipped. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is no ma'bud worthy of worship. You can call them ma'bud, but they are not worthy of worship. They don't deserve to be worshipped. You can call them. People call trees as their ma'bud. They worship fire. They worship stone. They worship animals. They worship moon. They worship sun. They worship mountains. People call them gods. Allah did not make them gods. So these are the people who call somebody a god. Okay? Because of their own whims and fancies, you know. So Allah says no. In the category of gods which you have created, no one deserves to be worshipped. No one deserves to be worshipped except Allah. He is our ma'bud. What is he? Our ma'bud. What kind of a ma'bud? I will write it down. What is Allah, brothers and sisters? Ma'bud haqiqi, the real ma'bud. And rest of them are? What are the rest? The rest of gods are? Hakikiyan, ghayru muda, hakikiyan muda, they are. So Allah is our ma'bud al-hakiki, yeah, the real ma'bud. The other ma'bud, people call them. For us, al-ma'bud al-hakiki is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only He deserves to be worshipped. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So remember, ilah means, in other words, ilah means, brothers and sisters, remember this, you must understand this. What is it, brother? Ma'bud. Ilah means ma'bud. And now, you can understand what is the meaning of ma'bud. See, that is the beauty of learning the language. Abada, Ya'budu, Abid, and Ma'bud. And Ibadah. So see, Ibadah, that's the master. Ibadah is the master. So this thing you will not find anywhere. And nobody will explain you. I have never heard anybody explaining me this, brother and sister. Okay, so that is why when we learn the language, we learn all the rules. How many kinds of la are there? La nafiya, la nahiya, la mu'amar, la nafiyatu lil jins, la mu'talin. See how? No, this is what you learn in the language. The different la has different meanings. So this la, ilaha, has a profound meaning. It negates the whole genus, you know. And so there is no God worthy of worship except Allah. Because other things, people call these things God. People call these things gods. And they are not gods. They do not deserve to be worshipped. You can call him, but he cannot be worshipped. The other thing that I would like you to bear in mind, brother, that in this statement, la ilaha, la is la nafiyatu lil jins, and ilaha is ismu la nafiya mabniyuna la fata. Where is the khabar? In this, the khabar is ma'zuf. And I gave you three kinds of khabar. La ilaha mawjudun. In the category of God, there is nobody mawjud, present, except Allah who is to be worshipped. Are you with me? So, ilaha means ma'bud. There is no ma'bud, mawjud, except Allah to be worshipped. Okay. The other was, la ilaha fil wujud. And the third one, which I personally like it, you know, okay, these are all given by the scholars. That these are the khabar of la nafiyatu lil jins. And what is that? La ilaha yastahikku alibadata. There is no ma'bud who deserves to be worshipped except Allah. Sister Madina, people call these things ma'bud. People create them. But they deserve no ibadat. They cannot be worshipped. Because only Allah deserves to be worshipped. Inshallah, you'll keep this in mind. Okay, brothers and sisters? Now, we start our lesson. Long way to go. And I will again, brothers and sisters, emphasize, you must keep on conjugating verbs. If you'll keep on conjugating verbs, you'll become strong. Things will become very easy for you. Because if you conjugate verbs, then all the derivatives become very clear to you. And the meanings of the verbs become very clear to you. So keep on working on your conjugation. Do not give up. See, now we got only 14 lessons to finish. You have all worked very hard. Little extra work, little extra hard work, and inshallah we'll complete the course, inshallah. And then, bismillah, we'll do the analysis of the Quran. We'll take the verses of the Quran and we'll try to understand from the knowledge that we have derived in studying these books, inshallah. And then you will see how beautiful and how joyful our experience is when we understand the Quran directly, inshallah. But in the meantime, many verses of the Quran will come. And you will be able to understand. Now, there are other things I would like to emphasize here, brothers and sisters, that whenever Dr. Saab gives you exercises to write, it means we must understand this concept. If there are something that Dr. Saab has mentioned and there are no exercises to be done, what does it mean? That this is for our information. There are things for which there are no exercises to be done. It means that this is for our information. We must keep that in our mind. We must try to understand. And because we are coming here every single day and we have so much to learn and so little time, so try to understand in the class, write down your notes, then later on when you will revise, inshallah, you will understand. And inshallah, we'll give you these DVDs. which will refresh your, you know, knowledge, inshallah. So remember, if there are exercises, we must do it. It is important. But if there are no exercises, means that concept has to be understood and kept in our mind, inshallah. Now, we were doing number 9. Is it clear, brother and sister? Page 183. Tamil al-mithal thumma akmil naqis. Iyaka wal-kaziba. We said yesterday, we discussed that Iyaka, okay, brother and sister, this is mafulun bihi. The verb is mahzuf. What is that verb, brother and sisters? Uhazziru. To warn somebody, to caution somebody. This will have two mafulun bihi. You warn somebody with something. Okay. Uhazziru, and then brother, Iyaka. So this is your mafulun bihi. Now if you put waw there, then another noun comes. Okay. And then for that noun, we have another verb. What is it? Wafla. So this mafulun bihi is for this, and then this mafulun bihi is for this verb. But if you change this, into master muawwal, then you cannot use waw. That's all. That's all one has to understand. And which form of verb shall I use? What will tell me what to use? Whatever is there, you will use it. Are you with me? So ka, what will ka become, brother? Iyaka an hasada yahsudu. Hasada yahsudu tahsud. Iyaka an tahsuda. Iyaka an tahsuda. Got the idea? You cannot use waw when you use mastam waw. So it's very simple. Okay? This is tahzir, warning. When do you use it? When you warn somebody. Okay? And you do not have to use this verb. You start with iyaka, iyaki, iyakum, iyakunna. Are you with me? Inshallah. Fine. So iyaka wal kaziba became iyaka an takziba. Tuhzaful wawu qabl al mastar muawwal. Is it clear to understand? Inshallah. Iyakum wa zina. Iyakum. Brother, now zina, we must know the verb. So what is the verb? Zana. Yazni. So if we are strong in our conjugation, we have no problem. Okay, let's conjugate, brother. Yazni, yazniyani, yaznuna, khalas. Immediately your mind figured out. So it is iyakum. So it will be taznuna. So now you have to use master muawwal. Iyakum an taznu, khalas. See how easy it becomes once we understand. Iyakum antaznu, brother. Remember, no waw. Now, if you cannot conjugate, then there's a problem. Then you will run into problem. And for that, what is the medicine? It's not too late. We can still conjugate. Every day, 2-3 verbs we should conjugate. And if you have any doubts, then I will request you to revise your book 2, lesson number 28-29. You revise it. You'll become very strong. Because the problem arises when the verbs are naqis. Then we get confused, you know. Inshallah, you'll do it. Next one, brother. Iyaki. Remember, now it is ki. Vanauma. So what will you say? Iyaki. An. Tanami. Iyaki. An tanami, brother. Now, how do you know it is tanami? Because you know nama, yanamu, tanamu, tanamani, tanamina. And when you say an, then noon has to be dropped. Now again, it becomes easy if you are strong in your conjugation. Otherwise, difficult, brother. And we have worked very hard towards that goal, brother. Ya ki an tanami. Tanami. Okay, brother and sister? Vakta salati. Iyakunna wal hasada. Iyakunna an tahsudna. Tahsudna, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. Anta tahsudu. Antuma tahsudani. Antum tahsuduna. Anti tahsudina. Antuma tahsudani. And then antunna tahsudna. You got it. It will remain tahsudna. Why? Mabni. It is mabni. All these things we know it. Alhamdulillah. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Alhamdulillah. Now, we are learning that the defects and the color, defects in the body and the color, if they are on the pattern of afa'alu. No, this is just a pattern. We must not assign it anything. We just have a pattern. Afa'alu. Af'alu. If they are on the pattern of af'alu, what is it? The nouns which express defects and colors. And if they are on the pattern of af'alu, so af'alu becomes muzakkar. And how do you make muannas? Fa'ala'u, are you with me? And then, fa'ulun. But let us take one thing, something very easy, and remember it and keep it in our mind. And what is it, brother? Everybody knows. Ahmaru. What is ahmaru? Red. Everybody knows that. Okay. Ahmaru. So what will be the muannas of ahmaru? Hamra'u. And what will be the plural? If you remember this and keep it in your mind as a reference, then everything becomes very easy. Very easy for you. Brother, Ahmaru is Muzakkar, Hamra'u is Mu'annas, and the plural is only one for both Mu'annas as well as Muzakkar. So this whole thing is for that. What are we studying now, brother? Number 10. Raju muannathuhu arja'u. It's very clear now. Wa jama'uhuma urjun. Takulu hadha ar-rajulu أرجو. This man is crippled. هذه المرأة أرجاء. Are you with me? هؤلاء رجال أرجو. These men are crippled. هؤلاء النساء أرجو. Same thing. Got the idea, brother? Now, أنس والجمع means make feminine and plural of the words on this pattern. Huh? On this pattern. Okay, brother? Abukamu. What is Abukamu? Huh? What is the meaning of Abukamu? Dumb. Is dumb. Okay? So, how will you change this? No, these are all muzakkar. Bakmau. So, keeping that hamarau in your mind, you say bakmau. And then what will be the plural? Bukmon. It comes in the Quran. You know, it comes in the Quran. Fine. Now, akhrasu. Kharsau. Are you? No, we got to go a little fast. And if you do not understand now in the class, brother and sister, refer to Hallotamari. They are given there. And I tell you something. If you only read, you will forget. But if you write, inshallah, you won't forget. Akhrasu, kharsau, and then hursun. Got the idea? What is the difference between abkamu and akhrasu? What is the difference? They mean the same thing. Write down the difference, brother. Abukamu means somebody became dumb after birth. During his life, he became, something happened and he became dumb. Are you with me, brother? What is akhrasu? He was born dumb by birth. That's the difference. Okay? Avaru. What is the meaning of avaru? One eye. One eye. One eye. So what will be the muannas? Avarahu. If you are strong in your this thing, brother, if you are strong in this thing, inshallah, you will understand. So keep that pattern in your mind. I did not like you to keep the pattern of Raju, but it's better to keep Ahmaru because it's very common. Fine, brother. What will be the plural? Urun. You see that vowel has a sukun, so it became urun. Fine, brother and sister. Ama. Amiyau. Amiyau. So I'm saying it fast. If you have difficulty in writing, don't worry. Go home and write it and check it out from the Hallotamari. Brother and sister. And what will be the umyun? It will be umyun. Umyun. Okay, fine. Ahwaru. What is the meaning of ahwaru? No. Ahwaru means a person, be it a male or a female. Both, huh? Not necessarily female, but both sex. Their eyes, the whiteness of the white is very, very white. And the blackness of the eye is deep black. So there is a contrast. The eyes look very beautiful. Why? The whiteness of the eye is extremely white and the blackness around the pupil is extremely black. Are you with me? That is the quality of an eye, be it with a male or be it with a female. Okay, brother? So, Ahwaru, what will be for female? Hawrau. And what is the Jama? Hurun. They'll be in Jannah Hurun. What is the meaning of Hurun? They will have beautiful eyes. The contrast of black and white will be so strong, you know, that they'll look very beautiful. Okay? But when you say Hurun, People always think in the feminine gender. Brother, Hurun can be in the masculine gender too. Are you with me? Hurun means both. Both gender. So don't get mixed up. Huh? That there are only female Hur there in the Jannah. Maybe there are male Hur too. Brother. Ahwalu. Squint eyes. Hawlau. Yeah? And then Hulun. Again, the vowel will be there. Huh? Asammu. Sammau. How will you write down, brother? Sammau. And then what will be the plural? Summun. Summun. Brothers and sisters, squint eyes, you know. Brothers and sisters, I wrote down. This is ayah number 18 in Surah Baqarah. Summun. See, what is summun? It is a jama. Summun comes from. Sammau, and what is the asammun? What is it? Asammun. Okay. Summun, deaf, dumb, and blind. Oh, now I want you to analyze it. What is summun? Mubtada. So where is khabar then? What is it, brothers and sisters? Mubtada is mazuf. They are deaf, dumb and blind. Fa, harfu atf. Again, hum, mubtada. Na la yarjiun. They will not return. Brothers and sisters. You explain them the Quran, they are deaf. They don't listen, brother. Allazina kafaru. Anzartum and lam tunzirhum la yuminun. Are you with me? You explain them, they don't listen to you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are deaf, dumb and blind. They will not return to the Sirat al-Mustaqim. They will not return to the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Okay? So brother, la yarjiyuna, what is la? What kind of a la is this? Nafia, la nafia, because see, it does not change anything. What is yarjiuna? Fi'lun, mudari'un, marfun bi subutinun. Where is the file? Wow. Al jumlatul fi'aliyatu fi mahalli raf'in khabar. For whom? See, this is the way we understand now. And it will make a lot of sense to you. Brother, and do you need translation now? No, you don't need translation. You understand. Summun, bukmun, umyun. فَهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ. And there is a sweetness, there is a beauty, there is an eloquence, there is a magic in these words, brother. The words of the Quran, they are so beautiful. We have to learn the language to feel the taste of it. Inshallah. So brother, Ahmar, you know Ahmar, brothers and sisters? Asfar, Safarau, Sufrun, Aswad, Saudau, Sudun. Okay. Abiyad, Baidau. Now, here our algebra will come. Okay. So it is What is it? You like Humrul Budun. But brother, there is a Ya. And before Ya, there is a Dhamma. They are not compatible. So what do? We make a little surgery and we make it Kasra. This is done. So it becomes Bidun. Got the idea? How did we get Bidun? Huh? Because there was a Ya, and before Ya there was a Dhamma. That Dhamma is not compatible. So we change that Dhamma into Kasra, inshallah. Ayyanun. Brothers and sisters, Ayyanun. What is the meaning of Ayyanun? Badi badi aankhe. Are you with me? Very large eyes. Huh? Okay. And then how will you... I now. And then Inun. Same thing like Bidun. It will become Inun. Inshallah. Huh? Fine, brother and sister. We come to 11. Fikatun. Mastaru. Wasika. Now we are learning here that Al-Mithal Al-Wawi. I hope you all know what Mithal Al-Wawi is. Mithal means the Fa Kalima is either Waw or Ya. No, if I say Mithal Al-Wawi, it is Waw. It has got two masters. Are you with me, brother and sister? So we are learning those two forms here. Okay. Wasika Sikkatun. This is one master, brother. Sikkatun. Mastaru Vasika. Wallahu Mastarun Akhar. And it has one more master. Bilwaw. Wuthukun. Okay? Highlight this, brothers and sisters. Al Mithal Al Waviyu Lahu Mastarani. Now, all these things are most beautifully explained in the English key. Most beautifully explained. You know, if you read once, you'll digest it, brothers and sisters. Ahduhuma bil waw. One is with waw. Wal akhar bi ghayriha. Without it. Okay. Hati mastaraini min afal al atiyati. Okay, brother? Wasafa. What is the verb? So one master will be with waw. One master will be with waw. What will be the master? Waspun. The other master will be without waw. And when you drop the waw, it gets compensated with a ta. You get a compensatory ta there. So what will be? Sifatun. Do you see how we got the two masters? One with waw and one without waw. Okay. So, but what is the meaning of sifat? You are getting there. But I want the Arabic word. Not. What is the meaning of sifat? Not. Sifat and not have same meaning. Not will have man'ut. Are you with me? Man'ut. And what will this be? Mausuf. Sifat mausuf. Got the idea? So brother, rest of it, you will be able to do it inshallah. You have to follow these patterns, brother. Look at it. Vasala, vaslun or silatun. Okay. Wa'adha, what is the meaning of wa'adha? To preach. Preach. Wa'iz karna. Wa'adha. Wa'iz. Vaza, what will be? Vazun or izatun. Okay. Vaada, what is vaada? To promise. Okay. What will be the master? Vaadun or idatun. Fine. Wahaba, to grant. Wahbun or hibatun. Same pattern, brother. Okay. Wasama, what is the meaning of wasama? You know, you brand an animal. How do you brand a cow or a horse? With a hot iron to mark it. On the farms, you know, the animals are branded with hot iron. So that nobody can steal them. It can be identified. So you put a mark on animal with a hot iron. Do you remember? You must have seen it, you know, or read it in the book. You must have read it in the book. So that is called, brother, wasama. Okay? To brand an animal for marking. Okay? Or to burn. It's burning, you know. Fine. So wasama will become basmun and simatun. Wazana, waznun and zinatun. Fine, brothers and sisters? Very good. Now number 12. Tajma'u hujratun ala hujuratun. Biddammi jim. Again, this is a pattern, brothers and sisters. So we have to keep that in mind. Ijma asma al-atiyata hazal jama. Gurafatun will become gurufatun. Mind you, this is one jama. There is another jama. Gurafun. And shurfatun will become shurufatun. And khutwatun will become khutwatun. So brother, you got to write it, inshallah. Number 13. A'udhu billahi an akuna min al-kadhibin. Okay, brothers and sisters, there are certain verbs, are you with me? Are you listening? In which certain prepositions come. For example, A'udhu billahi. What will come after that? Min. Has to come min. Are you with me? Has to come min. Amara. Be. So, when you have harfchar coming, and after that, there is an ism. There is an ism. Okay. And sometimes there is no ism. Instead, there is a master mu'awwal. Are you with me? So, when master mu'awwal comes, it's optional to drop that harfchar. It becomes optional to drop harfchar. Now you see exercise 13 here. You can call this paragraph 13, you can say, or section, you can say. In that section 13, there are no exercises. Are there any exercises? What does it mean? That you must try and understand and keep it in your mind. Okay. See, that is why, you know, if we read and understand and study three books of Medina, you have 90% of the Arabic grammar in your pocket. Maybe 95%. Everything is covered, brother. I have said many times, people come, I want Ajrumiyah. Ajrumiyah is for people already speak Arabic. For non-Arabs, Ajrumiyah cannot benefit you. It would be a struggle for a non-Arabic speaking person to learn Ajrumiyah. Or they will say, Nahwade. Brother, these books are not meant for us. For us as a non-Arabic speaking person, Medina books are the best because you get the explanation in English also. And there are many teachers who will help you to learn these books. So when you study three Medina books, brothers and sisters, 90 to 95% of the Arabic grammar is in your pocket, brother. Now, we got to then work hard and master everything that is being explained. So here is section 13, brothers and sisters. أعوذ بالله أن أكون من الكاذبين. أصله, what is the original? أعوذ بالله من. Got the idea? من أكون من الكاذبين. كما تقول, as you say, أعوذ بالله من الكاذب. Okay? So what will be the actual thing, brother and sister? أعوذ بالله من أن أكذبوا. Are you with me? Okay. Now I want you at this stage, brothers and sisters, to read the key also. I think it is given in the key. Number 8.